Our text this week is about mercy, the loving compassion shown to another, even when the one showing mercy has power to cause harm. 200,000 captives were brought from the southern kingdom of Judah to Samaria as spoils of war. But a prophet of the Lord was there, whose name was Oded, and he went out to meet the army that came to Samaria, and said to them, "Behold, because the Lord, the God of your fathers, was angry with Judah, he gave them into your hand, but you have killed them in a rage that has reached up to heaven. And now you intend to subjugate the people of Judah and Jerusalem, male and female, as your slaves. Have you not sin of your own against the Lord your God? Now hear me, and send back the captives from your relatives whom you have taken, for the fierce wrath of the Lord is upon you." God allowed the northern kingdom to defeat Judah as a way of showing Judah their sin of idolatry. Yet the 10 tribes of the northern kingdom were overly ruthless and violent in their treatment of the captives. The prophet Oded called the victorious army to repent of their sin, to acknowledge that they too had rebelled against God and deserved the same punishment as the captives. As we seek revenge, as we seek advantage over others, do we stop to realize that we also have sinned against God and deserve His wrath? If so, will we not show mercy because He first showed us mercy? This is the argument given by Oded. May our Lord grant us faith to acknowledge our sin and to forgive those who have sinned against us. Amen.